and you're listening to The Naked Scientists with a special edition from Perth. Now, someone who knows all about environmental change in this part of Australia is Sabrina Hahn. She's a renowned gardener who works with some of the people in Australia who live closest to the land, the indigenous communities of the Kimberley. In this vast and truly remote region of northwestern Australia, where communities are regularly cut off when dirt roads are flooded in the wet season, Sabrina is creating vegetable gardens. Her work with the indigenous communities aims to preserve and build the knowledge of native edible plants and the traditional bush tucker. She's also bringing Western vegetables and modern gardening methods to the Kimberley to help the people, and particularly the children there, grow their own food. Something that's hugely important when you're a four-hour drive on dirt roads from the nearest town.
I guess for me it's a sharing of knowledge and getting hold of that knowledge of the elders before it's actually lost. So I share my knowledge of growing vegetables, Western vegetables, to improve the health of the children. They share their knowledge of the food that they used to use constantly and go out and harvest. We know that unless the young children in these communities have access to fresh food, particularly the green vegetables, that it really affects the long-term health. But what's emerged now with the collection of their bush tucker foods is they've discovered just how high those foods are in proteins and vitamins. So that's an essential part of their diet. And of course, culturally, the women and the children go out bush and they used to walk for miles and miles and harvest the food and then bring it back to the whole community. So the intention of the vegetable gardens is to share the food in the same way that culturally they share all their bush tucker food. So we've actually incorporated both the bush tucker and Western food, like all the greens and tomatoes. So it's a real, you know, the food gardens are now a conduit into culture.
Can you describe some of the types of vegetables that you can grow in that environment and then a native to that landscape?
There's a white currant bush, which is a bush that just gets thousands of white little berries on them. There's another tree called the gubbinj tree, which has 60...
The gubbinj tree.
Yeah, gubbinj.
That's a great word.
It has 68 times more vitamin C than oranges, and the kids absolutely love that. There's another one called marul, and it's like a little native plum, like a small fruiting plum. We do this cross-cultural cooking where we'll use the fruit from the gubbinj and put it in stir-fries with the mud crab because it has this, it's almost like a tangerine-y tart flavour. It's great in cooking.
We're talking about cooking. Can you share your favourite cross-cultural recipe with us?
I think mud crab would have to be my favourite recipe. We use chilies, but there's a lot of tamarind trees that grow around. They're not native, but they grow around the area. So with a little bit of tamarind seed and the nuts from the gubbinj tree, and then you add the marul, the black plum, at the very, very end, which is a little bit like an olive, I suppose. It gives us this really tangy sort of Asian flavours, and there's a native lemongrass that grows all through there, and it has the most beautiful subtle lemon flavour, and that's gorgeous in fresh fish.
Sounds delicious. I want to try it. So while we've been here for National Science Week, we've been talking to quite a few researchers, and one thing that keeps coming up when we talk to people that work outdoors in the environment here in Western Australia is the drought. How much environmental change have you seen whilst you've been working out there?
It's really noticeable, and I know that lots of the older people I talk to in communities say that the wet season is changing, the timing of the wet season is changing. And because Indigenous people are so culturally linked to country, they can understand that when there's a difference in the wet season, it actually changes the time when the bush tucker comes on, and it also is affecting the oceans. So they know when the dugongs and the turtles come through, that time is changing now. So it's having an impact not only on the fruiting of their traditional bush tucker plants, but also what's happening in the oceans. So traditionally, when certain wattles, certain time of flowering, the oysters are the best for eating. But what's happened now is they're finding that many of the oysters are actually opening up and dying, and no one knows why, and the wattles are flowering much, much later. So it's having a really big impact.
So as that changes, I guess the way that people who have always lived with the land very closely to the land and known its environment so, so well, that's all having to change too. So how do you see your role as somebody that studies the landscape up there and works within the landscape? How do you see your role changing as the environment shifts?
I think my role now becomes very important to collect as many different species as we possibly can, to bring them into community and to actually water them and fertilise them so we actually have a base of plants that are there so that we can tissue culture some of these plants or we can grow them on hotbeds in nurseries in their hundreds, because eventually it will of course have an effect on the very few plants that are left. So we need to increase that base of plants so we've got the diversity that we can keep the species going.
Thank you very much, Sabrina, and I hope I get to try some of these recipes while I'm in Western Australia.
I hope you do. You'll love it.
Sabrina Hahn talking with Victoria Gill.